tonight. Because I know this for a fact. They're going to get over on a Louisiana team tonight. Lafayette goes down. Matt Couch joining us in the studio. Is this Matt's open?
It can be.
It's his walk-on music.
Apparently my open is Tiger Bait.
Right. Yeah, can you top that, Matt?
No. But in addition to hearing him on all of the rest of our shows this afternoon, I'll also be retweeting him and sharing his comments on Facebook.
Well, of course you'd have to because he's the only one that's going to have anything happy to say about the team that he roots for.
The listeners demand it. That's it. That's it.
They do. The listeners demand more Tiger Bait. That's I don't know what that means, really. Yeah.
Again, I got nothing to follow him.
Yeah.
Sound like you guys had a good day out there.
It's been a blast over here, man. We've been, I mean, there's all sorts of people out here. There's food. There's motorcycles flying through the air. And that's really been interesting to watch. These two guys that have been jumping motorcycles are incredible. Incredible. And I get the sense that they can even do better than they've been showing.
So no food flying through the air, just the motorcycles, right?
I would like to see them eat barbecue while jumping.
I was gonna say no food yet, but that would be a great
let go of the bike, bite the sandwich, grab back on, land it.
Yeah. But you gotta, as he told us earlier, you gotta grab with all four fingers because if you don't, they mark off points
from the barbecue or the bike.
Sandwich, you know, barbecue's okay. Flying through the air. Then
there's no question.
Right on.
What's up, player?
All right, fellas. Tomorrow, I want to invite everybody on your way in to work. If you're coming from the Cabot, Jacksonville area, and if you're not, then the head out towards to Western Sizzlin' in Jacksonville before work, or play hooky. Come on out from 6 to 10 for the show with No Name Live. We are going to be doing a free benefit breakfast. Now, you may be asking, how's it free? It's going to be raising money for a benefit. Now, okay. The breakfast itself is free, but donations are strongly encouraged. Again, it's 6 to 10 Western Sizzlin' in Jacksonville, and this is going to be a memorial breakfast to honor the three cheerleaders, Scholarship Foundation, honoring Jalen Russell, Alicia Ricks, Taylor Hall, who were three young ladies that were killed in a very tragic accident in 2004. This Scholarship Foundation, each year they award one scholarship to a Central Arkansas high school senior heading to college in the name of each of these three young ladies. So for more information, log on to 1037thebuzz.com. You can also log on to 3cheerleaders.com, which is the number 3cheerleaders.com, and get all the details for tomorrow's benefit breakfast. Again, it is free, so stop by and eat with Tommy, David, and Roger, and but bring your checkbooks. So donations, again, strongly encouraged. Tomorrow, Justin, you are going to be live at Lander Chevrolet in Benton. That is the all-new Lander Chevrolet in Benton. Check out the all-new Chevy Traverse.
The all-new Lander Chevrolet. It's not just Lander Chevrolet. It's all-new Lander Chevrolet. Online at LanderChevrolet.com. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Absolutely. So check out the all-new Lander Chevrolet. Justin's going to be live there tomorrow for The Zone Live from 10 to 1. And you can also get a full rundown of everything going on here at The Buzz, our events calendar at 1037thebuzz.com. Now, one thing I want to get on our calendar and I want to be able to discuss and promote adequately is the Buzz Combine. Has there been any news on that?
Apparently it's happening on Monday, I think. Now they're trying to work it out. We're going to run 40s. We're going to bench press. We're going to do shuttle drill. There'll be a Wonderlic. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, we're doing the vertical leap. They've got the vertical leap deal set up over there, like at the combine. So it'll be
right on.
It'll be a bunch of not very talented athletes being not very athletic.
Now, Tommy,
it's going to be the most entertaining part of all of it. You better release those results.
We will.
Oh, these will be posted. Everything will be posted.
If we had pride, we wouldn't have gone on the radio, Phil.
That's it. Now, Tommy's already up here talking about we're going to be stunned by what a 58-year-old Thomas Smith can run the 40 in.
He keeps talking about sub-7. I don't think that's – I wouldn't be surprised by that at all. That didn't surprise me one bit.
No, and he said, what is the fastest 40 time ever recorded by a 58-year-old man? I said, I guess we'll find out Monday.
I've never read the world record for that. I've never checked Guinness for that, but we do need
We might need to call the folks at Guinness and have them out for this. Surely.
Yeah, but you're talking about the beer company, not the book people.
Room temperature. You know how I like it, baby.
I do. Matt's very touchy about his Guinness. I would actually challenge Tommy Smith to a 40. I'll give him – he said he'd get Matt Jones. If Matt Jones gave him 20 yards, he'd race him in a 40 and beat him. I think since I'm sort of a fat, slow loser, I would give him – I'd give him 10 yards and beat him in a 40. How about that?
When you guys work in radio, instead of racing a 40, it should be drinking a 40.
Well, considering the issues
I like
a lot
where
of our
going
guys at
this.
The station have had, we got to go with the running.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys who have been been there, done that. They're over
it.
Could
be a 40 of anything.
That's true. You know what? That's actually smart. You know what you've done? You've taken it and you've taken it to the next level, which is brilliant. So instead of a vertical leap, it's how fast can you fall down?
Right.
It's drinking a 40 of water as opposed to running a 40 meter. That's a good thinking. I
for
like
me,
it.
For me, I mean, you know, it's just how fast can you drink something?
Tell you
that's a real talent.
That is
They're
a talent.
Looking for that in the NFL combine.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year at the other combine we do. And, Matt, maybe if it's Guinness, I like your chances.
I like my chances as well, fellas. Phil, I like where your head is.
Okay.
And thank you to Moo Yaw Burgers, Fries, and Shakes for having me on. Located in the Pinnacle Creek Shopping Center in West Little Rock.
Man, sweet potato fries are so sweet. Oh, yummy. Because without the sweet, Matt, they're just potato fries.
That's it. They are to die for, but you want to live till Monday and see the results of this the Buzz Combine for sure.
I love it. I got something on the Twitter here from Jeremy. He says, did you actually just call Tiger Bait smart? You're smarter than that, Justin. What I said to Tiger Bait was, you're smarter than that. And what I told him was, Tiger Bait's not dumb. He's just annoying. It's not the same thing.
There's a completely